Paul, just what are your immediate thoughts on the Morrissey collision with Oshie?
Don't really have any way directly, specifically.
Hockey play, you saw it as a normal hockey player?
Two guys went into the boards, they both went down.
It was, do you know if the phone hearing's today or?
I know nothing.
Okay. He is having a phone hearing though, right?
That would go back to my earlier answer.
Goaltending plan for tomorrow?
Yeah, LB's going. No, LB.
Oh,
LB. Sorry, I'm mumbling today, man. It's a quiet day. It's like Sunday.
Just on another news matter, there's a report out of Finland that Christian Vesalainen is going to be headed back to Europe. Can you comment on that?
I don't know who made the report.
Would it be accurate, or?
Well, I would have no idea.
Penalty kill, Paul. Obviously, the power play gets a lot of attention and scored the big goal again yesterday in rapid succession. But 3 for 3 on the kill, and I think you guys are knocking on the door now of top 10. So
yeah, we went 9 to 19, back to 10 in a short order. We've had two tough nights: the second game of the season in Dallas, and then in Florida. Other than that, our penalty kill's been pretty good, darn good. They've been stretching that. There was Connor, and he made some big saves last night. And you're going to need to. That's just. You're not keeping that puck from getting to the net on that power play, no different than their PK on ours. So we've liked chunks of it. We think we're getting better at it. You know, it takes Shifley and Wheeler now becoming really effective and dangerous at times on the penalty kill. And it's like our entire game. I think we're trending in the right direction.
When the 10 of Lowry Kopp line goes back together, as they did last night in the second, and very effective in their two periods, is the temptation to keep them together now going forward, or would you revert back to how you started?
No, I liked what I see. What needs to happen there is that Perreault, Roslovic, and Patan need to play the way they did so that the balance is right. But the three of them settle right into a game. They all understand it's easier for those three to play together, possibly than any other line combination that we have, that those three can read off each other very, very well. And it gives us just a different style of checking. So we have, you know, we've got McKinnon comes in and Hall comes in, and the Shifley line is the speed line that goes out and handles that with Morrissey and Trouba. And then when you've got a heavier offensive group that comes in, those are two big men on the wings. You've also got Bufflin and Sherratt behind that line. So them being together and playing their game makes our bench run differently. It gives... you know, Connor and Line A on that line together, they get to play against and different sets of defense, so it works well for us.
What were some of your thoughts about Line A, Connor yesterday together? In a small sample, but I mean...
There's not enough work there together for us to look at that chemistry. I would say that other than Connor Hellebuck, I thought Cal Connor was the best player on the ice last night. He was outstanding in his game. He and Brian Little work very, very well together. There's no reason why Patty Laine can't enjoy being on that line.
What's Kyle done to earn a place on your penalty kill? Because you've been using him in that role a little bit more the last little bit.
He's an unusual guy that comes into the league as a young guy that you don't show a lot of defensive clips to because he's not on them. Right? Normally, when you get these kids that come out of college or junior, a big chunk of the video that they see for their first 2 or 3 years are adjustments, reads that they're not making that they've got to get better at. He didn't have a lot. On the defensive part of his game was good. How we kill now, especially with our neutral zone, speed is of a great value to us, and he is very, very quick. And you saw it on the empty net goal. You also saw it probably 4 other times when the puck was in the area to the front of our net. He knocks it down and has quickness just to get into 2 or 3 feet of open ice with that quickness and the hands to make a good play. So all of those skills that he shows 5-on-5 translate very, very well to the penalty kill. When we have one of our 6 killers in the box, he can go in there for sure. And there may come a time when we're trying to shave some minutes off Scheif and Wheeler that he could take a more prominent role in that. But I see it as something that he's going to be able to do.
Just going back to the goaltending decision, obviously you have a back-to-back coming up next week. Is that a factor at all in wanting to get...
It was more kind of almost closing in on 6 straight for Connor, going out on the road for 4. think you're going to see kind of a 3-2 split in this five-game block coming up.